Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Going Deep, an offshoot of the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? By Dr. Mike Courtney. I'm Mike Courtney, and for 40 days, we are involved in a spiritual adventure of going deep. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. But each day, we're looking at a passage of Scripture that talks to us about what it means to go deep in our walk with Christ. Good morning. Thanks for going deep today. I read every day, from a book called A Guide to Prayer for Ministers and Other Servants. If you're ever interested in this, it's printed by the Upper Room in Nashville. Philip Torgrimson gave this to me for my ordination in 1980. And I probably am on my fifth or sixth copy. I've worn them out, and then I have given away a dozen of these, I'm sure. But it's just something that I like. It combines classic liturgical devotional time with good old down-to-earth stuff. The format is this. There's a prayer each morning. There's a psalm for the week. This week we're reading Psalm 32. And then there is a scripture reading for each day, usually a New Testament passage, not always, but usually that. And then it is followed by a handful of devotional paragraphs from just some of the deep, ancient sometimes, early church writers, St. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila. There's a lot in here always from Carlo Coletta, The God Who Comes. Simone Weil's Waiting for God. This week there's a paragraph, from Abraham Heschel, the God in Search of Man. I mean, these are old. C.S. Lewis is in here a lot, Malcolm Muggeridge. These are old classic writers, and to just read a paragraph of their work each morning is heartfelt. Today, I want to read a paragraph that's in here from Marjorie Williams' children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit. It is just the most amazing story and profoundly theological. Before I do that, I'll remind you that the scripture reading for today is Romans chapter 1. We're talking this week about waking up. The first week we talked about letting go. The second week about holding on. The third week we talked about speaking up. And this week about waking up. I can't think of a better chapter in the Bible to talk about waking up than Romans chapter 1. Paul begins with this great affirmation of his apostleship. And the reminder that he was called specifically to take the good news of the gospel to the Gentiles. That's me and you. We should be pretty thankful for Romans chapter 1. In verses 8, 9, he talks about praying for you every day. I thank God for you daily. I want to come to you. I haven't been able to. The last half of the chapter is pretty dark. It's a pretty graphic explanation of what happens to us when we turn away from that grace and God's wrath against sinful humanity. At one point, Paul says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. I have no idea what that means. That just scares me just to read that. In the middle of the chapter is this world-class declaration of faith. Verses 16 and 17, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and then also to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous, and one of the translation I'm most comfortable with says, the just will live by faith. That passage of scripture was being read, and St. Augustine heard that as he's walking in the garden and fell on his knees in repentance and came to God and gave us some of the great writings that are in this book. After that, Martin Luther hears this explanation of Romans 1, 14, 15, 16, and comes to faith and recognizes that we're justified by faith, not by going to the priest, and the Protestant Reformation comes out of that. After that, my own camp is born when John Wesley goes into an upper room Bible study and hears an explanation of Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. And in his words, he says, my heart was strangely warmed. This is the chapter of waking up. And I hope this morning, as you read it, that God stirs your heart and you wake up. But when we wake up, then we begin to love and to know what it is to be loved. So I want to just kind of close our last minute with this quick reading. You've heard it, but it's just worth hearing for today. So bear with me. This important paragraph out of the Velveteen Rabbit. Again, if you haven't read this little book, get it and act like you're reading it to your kids. That'll give you an excuse, but you'll be weeping as you read it. The skin horse had lived longer in the nursery than any of the others. He was so old that his brown coat was bald in patches and showed the seams underneath, and most of the hairs in his tail had been pulled out to string bead necklaces. He was wise, too, for he had seen a long succession of mechanical toys arrive to boast and swagger and by break their mainsprings and pass away. And he knew that they were only toys and would never turn into anything else. For nursery magic is very strange and wonderful, and only those playthings that are old and wise and experienced like the skin horse understand all about it. What is real? Asked the Velveteen Rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender before Nana came to tidy the room. Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle? Real isn't how you're made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Well, sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. When you're real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up? He asked, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair's been loved off, your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly except to people who don't understand. Wow. You guys are real to me today. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us for Going Deep. If this is your first day, welcome. If you've been following all along, thanks for doing that. If you'd like to know more about Going Deep or the podcast, What Difference Does That Make? You can go to branchesblog.com or continue to listening on podcasts wherever you find them, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM. Look for What Difference Does That Make by Dr. Mike Courtney. Again, thank you for being a part of this, and join us tomorrow as we continue going deep.